Of late, I've been hearing that the opposition might get hold of the Modi government over the Adani issue and prove them to be corrupt. That will become the Bofors of BJP. Now, that shows how stupid citizens are. Why is corruption the main issue, if at all, which brings down governments? It brought down Manmohan Singh. And now they're saying it might bring down Modi. It doesn't seem so, but well, we're not talking of what is going to happen. We're talking of how stupidly do citizens think. Why is corruption the issue? Let people be corrupt. Where is the hassle? As long as they develop the country, all is fine. Let them be corrupt. Let them be unethical. Who cares? Now, what I'm trying to say is there should be something which is the core issue, which, if done, nothing else matters. And if not done, again, nothing matters. Corruption is just an indicator that things may not be right and there will be no progress. But there could well be progress. It is progress that matters, not corruption. And what are the indicators of progress? Again, there are many: education, health, and income. Amongst these also, is there one thing that is the thing? It is income. It is per capita GDP. As long as the per capita GDP of the nation goes up, it is bound to be that education will go up, health will go up, and corruption will decrease. If it decreases or doesn't decrease, that I don't care a damn. Per capita GDP must go up. Nothing else matters. Tallest statue, relationships with the world, presidentship of the G20, beautiful roads, corruption or lack of corruption, these are all indicators. These are all for what? All for basic development. So let us look at the basic development itself. Now, as I said, basic development again is primarily education, health, and the income available. Prosperity. Among these three, as I have said earlier too, it is just per capita GDP. So if you can get hold of just one thing, today India's per capita GDP in the world, of I think 180 nations which have been counted globally, the per capita GDP is 112. Any government, if it brings the per capita GDP down from 112 to 90 in the world, that is, increase the GDP, I'm happy. Everybody is happy. And I can assure you, education would have gone up, health would have gone up, roads would have gone up, everything will be. So what is that one thing that you measure is per capita GDP. So kindly, but I don't know why citizens just don't understand this and they keep falling for stupid things like corruption, ethics, how handsome is the guy, how strong, what a lovely chest he's got. I mean, this is all nonsense. Just raise the per capita GDP by at least 20 points in the global list. Simple. And you have it. You have my vote. That, because it doesn't improve, because nobody asks for it. We keep bothering about, are you corruption free? Corruption is a perception. And even if it is a fact, who cares? Who cares? We had the Lok Ayukt created just to wipe out the corruption of Manmohan Singh's government's time. What is Lok Ayukt doing in the last 8 years? How many big cases have you heard that the Lok Ayukt, which came about after a huge revolution in India, would have really improved India? I mean, that is why it came up. Once Lok Ayukt comes, everything becomes all right. Who even knows the name? Do you know the name of the Lok Ayukt today? I don't. I've looked up the website. I think they're handling a very few cases. And I mean, no, who cares? I think they're not even fully staffed. So this is all tamasha. Please, let us not be, I'm not stupid. I don't care a damn about corruption. Cases will go on. Manmohan Singh's government was brought down on perceptions cases, which were finally 2G, 3G proved to be wrong in court. I mean, in any case, as I said, how does it matter? Let the guy take money. As long as he raises the per capita GDP of the people, what matters is his incorruptibility or his ability to raise the per capita GDP. So please, let's be intelligent. Let's not be idiots. It seems we are. Just one thing and nothing, and not even education or health. Just ask for what has happened to the per capita GDP ever since you came up. That's it. I hope some sense prevails. Corruption, I don't care a damn. Alok Asthana Thane.